Justice and Drew for a Friday. Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, 103.5 FM. Our adopted senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, will be on the phone with us just after 7 o'clock. Nick Zerwas and Brian Miller will be in for the roundtable. We have parody song contest on the way. First off, though, we have to talk about the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals and the biased activist judges.
Joining us, friend of the show, lawyer extraordinaire, Jeffrey O'Brien. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Morning, guys.
How you doing?
Not too bad.
All right. So your take on the ruling yesterday? Is this the end of the administration's efforts to ban visas from these particular countries, or does this continue on?
Oh, this will continue on. Like you said earlier, Andrew, on the show, this ruling did was decide on this issue of a stay of the enforcement of the order pending a full hearing on whether or not it's constitutional. And I agree with John. I think Ninth Circus is being kind. You know, President Trump got a lot of flack for calling them so-called judges. If there was any court in the nation that qualified as so-called judges, it would be the Ninth Circuit. I mean, they have been overturned more than any court in the country.
80% overturn rate.
What?
80% overturn rate.
This is the circuit that said the Pledge of Allegiance was unconstitutional. So, if you remember from our discussion a couple weeks ago, Judge Gorsuch, when he was introduced, made the comment about, you know, if you like every one of your rulings, you're a bad judge. The Ninth Circuit loves every one of their rulings. They don't look at, they're one of those courts that they figure out what decision they want, and then they figure out the law in between to get to it. That leads to really sloppy jurisprudence, and that's why they get overturned all the time.
So, quick question for you. So again, the White House is seen as the, you know, so the Ninth Circuit basically, because they kicked it to the Supreme Court, they have to decide. And we'll get into more of this other part of it in a moment. But the question I have for you, Jeff O'Brien, is this idea that the Ninth Circuit used campaign statements to block the presidential policy, if it goes to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court sides with the Ninth Circuit, what does that do to the fact that the Ninth Circuit did use campaign statements to block the policy? Or would the Supreme Court have to rule on different measures against the administration?
Well, the Supreme Court should be ruling, you know, at this point, even up today, should be ruling 8-0 in favor of the president, because regardless of what the court used, or the Ninth Circuit, I mean, the act that the president quoted from a couple of days ago, the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952, clearly gives the president the authority in this area. Mm-hmm. And the scary thing is, whatever evidence the court used out west, the problem is they substituted their judgment for the president on an issue where the law is clear the president has the authority. And that's the scary part of this, is now we have courts deciding, you know, what national security measures. And that's a dangerous precedent. So, you know, I don't know whether or not the administration is going to run this right up to the Supreme Court, given the 4-4 split right now. They may go back and, you know, go back to the district court with the injunction in place. You know, let the court have another bad ruling, go through the process, and then by the time this does wind up in the hands of the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch would be confirmed. You're going to get at least a 5-4. Ruling that way, you might get more. You know, the justices that have been appointed by the Democrat president, like Justice Kagan has gotten, including against Obama, who appointed her on issues like this, where a president, the president had exceeded his authority. So there's clear precedent here. The president has the authority to decide, you know, when you want to put a hold on admission of aliens into the country. And the Ninth Circuit just said, we don't need no stinking law. We're just going to do what we want.
Do you think that it would have ended up where it ended up if the president had just come out and said, I'm going to put same orders, but in his statements had just said, we're going to put this in place for now, create a different set of rules for the sake of argument, a different set of rules, stricter screening process for immigrants, and that's the reason why I'm doing it. Do you think that it would have gone differently if the wording had been better? Do you think the Ninth Circuit would have gone this route regardless? Because, again, they used comments that he made on the campaign trail in blocking it.
Right. I think, you know, and that's another option. That's a good point, John. That's another option is that the president has is to rescind the order as it's written and reissue it in light of some of the language that the court provided. But I think the Ninth Circuit would have gone this way regardless. It was a story last week that California is going to put Eric Holder on retainer to come up with legal strategies to challenge the administration. This is what the left is doing, given that the balance of power does not favor them, you know, whether it be at either the federal level, the House, the Senate, you know, the White House. The Republicans have a majority of state legislatures, a majority of governorships. So Democrats are going to block everything the president wants to do in court. And the Ninth Circuit is all too willing to help them.
Talking with a lawyer extraordinaire, friend of the show, Jeffrey O'Brien, about the Ninth Circuit ruling yesterday regarding Trump's travel ban. Given the comments in the decision yesterday about the state's standing, I'm curious on your opinion on the states made the argument that this travel ban would harm them because it would prevent them from accepting immigrants going to their state universities getting involved in research projects and things like that. In your opinion, does that argument hold much merit in terms of being able to block a presidential executive order when it comes to national security?
Well, when you talk about an injunction, which is what this was, an injunction saying the enforcement of the order, we talk about balance of harms. Now, I don't think the state's interest in bringing in immigrants for research or whatever is ever going to outweigh the national security of the country. I think it's a specious argument. I question whether or not they even, that they did have standing, but in the Ninth Circuit, if you oppose if you oppose the president, you're going to have standing.
At least for the next 4 years.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right. We've had similar measures, put in place by President Obama way back to 1979 with President Carter, and none of these were challenged. It's just because of who's putting this one in place, and it's a strategy of to block everything that this president wants to do.
Yep.
So this isn't going to be the last. This isn't going to be the last court challenge. I listened a little bit of the lawyer for the administration, and I wasn't impressed. They're going to have to bring their A game to these fights because this is going to happen over and over and over again.
Yeah. Like I said, I think a big portion of why the ruling went this way is because this was done so hastily, and it really wasn't. It wasn't done in a way that could withstand a court challenge like this. So,
I think that also it'll help now that we have an attorney general.
Right.
Right.
When this first was put forth, because of all the Senator Sessions had to stay in the Senate to vote on the education secretary. So we've been delayed having an attorney general until this week. So I think things will change now that he is in that office and can advise the president as to what to do on the legal basis.
Jeffrey O'Brien, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure.
A couple of things from this WashingtonPost.com article, right? There's absolutely no precedent for courts looking to a politician's statements from before he or she took office, let alone campaign promises, to establish any kind of impermissible motive. The Ninth Circuit fairly disingenuously cites several Supreme Court cases that show that evidence of purpose beyond the face of the challenged law may be considered in evaluating the Establishment Equal Protection Clause claims. But the case it mentions do nothing more than look at legislative history, the formal process of adopting a relevant measure. That itself goes too far for textualists, but it provides absolutely no support for looking before the start of formal deliberations on the measure to the political process of electing its proponents. So the Ninth Circuit ruling threw open the door to examinations of the entire lives of political officials whose motives may have been relevant to legal questions prior to them taking office. It's a really scary precedent, what they said in using the argument. And I agree with you. We're going to go through this process. And what I hope we end up finding out is that, one, we get a definitive answer on whether or not the president can move forward on this. And two, they slam the door on the Ninth Circuit and what they were trying to do in blocking this order using the means that they did.
This shouldn't have surprised anybody, though. This ruling should not have come as a big surprise, and it is not over, and it wasn't ruled on the merits. So, like I said earlier, everybody just cool out.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cool out.
You're going to cool out.
No, the Ninth Circuit's the renegades.
651-989-5855. Joining us next, Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.